From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Another setback for BP today. A small fire broke out on a ship that's been drawing up crude from the source of the mammoth oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The fire's out. No one was injured, but NPR's Richard Harris says it did stop containment efforts for a while.
The drillship Discoverer Enterprise has been handling about 15,000 barrels of oil a day that BP has been recovering from its broken well. But at about 9:30 local time this morning, the oil company says a small fire broke out on the top of the ship's derrick. BP suspects it was caused by a lightning strike. The company says it expects to resume capturing oil again soon. BP had actually been hoping to install a second collection system on another ship today in order to reduce the amount of oil spilling into the Gulf. It's unclear whether the fire has disrupted those plans. Richard Harris, NPR News.
President Obama plans to deliver his first Oval Office speech tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time about the government's response to the oil spill. Britain's new Prime Minister David Cameron is apologizing for Northern Ireland's Bloody Sunday.
What happened on Bloody Sunday was both unjustified and unjustifiable. It was wrong.
Cameron addressing Parliament today about a landmark report on the 1972 killings of 13 Catholic protesters at the hands of British troops. The report finds that all those who were shot during a civil rights march in Londonderry were unarmed. In Osh, Kyrgyzstan, people grief-stricken as they gather around the bodies of those killed in ethnic rioting since it started last week. At least 176 people are reported to have been killed in clashes. Tens of thousands of minority Uzbeks have already fled Kyrgyzstan. A contentious U.S. Senate hearing on Afghanistan ended abruptly today when the key witness, General David Petraeus, collapsed in a seat as he was being questioned. NPR's David Wellner has more.
General Petraeus earlier assured senators on the Armed Services Committee that progress was being made by U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Arizona Republican John McCain did not sound convinced.
I think you are one of America's great heroes, but I continue to worry a great deal about the message we are sending in the region, about whether we're actually going to stay or not, and whether we're going to do what's necessary to succeed rather than set an arbitrary timeline. And the best way to...
Petraeus had suddenly slumped forward at the witness table. He was helped out of the hearing room on his feet. His spokesman says it appears the general fainted. The rest of the hearing was postponed until tomorrow. David Wellman, NPR News, the Capitol.
U.S. stocks continue to ramp up gains. At last check, Dow Jones Industrial Average was up more than 200 points at 10,404. NASDAQ Composite Index gained 60 at 2,306. From Washington, this is NPR. Big oil executives may be trying to distance themselves from the firestorm surrounding BP. On Capitol Hill today, the heads of Chevron, Shell, and ExxonMobil raise questions about BP's equipment and procedures that may have led to the spill in the Gulf of Mexico. But lawmakers complain that the nation's five largest oil companies follow identical and inadequate spill response plans. Wildcat strikes by South African labor unions are an increasing problem for the 2010 World Cup soccer tournament. South African police now have had to take over security at four stadiums because of walkouts. Vicky O'Hara has more from Johannesburg.
South Africa's powerful unions say they're not using the World Cup to extract concessions, but that is what happened in the weeks before the tournament. Unions staged crippling strikes against Metrorail and the country's ports and cargo rail. The cost to the economy was considerable. The unions walked away with wage increases well beyond the rate of inflation. Yesterday, walkouts forced police to take over security at a stadium in Cape Town and stranded hundreds of soccer fans in Soweto. Today, the labor strife increased. Security workers walked out at stadiums in Cape Town, Durban, Johannesburg, and Soweto. A spokesman for the World Cup Organizing Committee says until further notice, police will provide security at the four World Cup venues. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
The search for flash flood victims in Arkansas has been winding down. 20 people are confirmed dead. State police say no search crews were out this morning. Meanwhile, Associated Press is reporting the death of one person from the Oklahoma floods. This is NPR.